Okay, let's begin. Hello? Hello? Yeah. Let's begin. Yeah, we don't have time for the Zoom to be on the phone. Okay, we start the next sugya. Let's see the Gemara. Sam, you're reading. Go ahead. Let's go. Mishnah, come on, we got a lot to do. Go ahead. Mem Dal of Ralph, go ahead. You eat what? You eat grapes, figs, and pomegranates. You say what? You bench. Sholach Brachos is a code word for benching. Why is that? Because Birkas HaMazon are three brachas. We learned in post-Pesach, right? The three brachas of Birkas HaMazon are hinted in the Pasuk. They're midiraisa. The bracha revis is the Rabbonim. Therefore, the Mishnayos and the Gemara always refer to Sholach Brachos as Birkas HaMazon. Why do you think Rav Gamliel mentions Anavim, Tanyim, Remainim? Who did Nami, Zayas, and Tamar? And similar Chitim and Soirim. They're all written in the Pasuk. So why should one distinguish? Yes? So therefore, Lamaisa comes along the Tzlach. Let's get it. The Tzlach is Mechadesh. Tzlach is Mechadesh the following. Tzlach is Mechadesh that... Tzlach is Mechadesh. Why does Rav Gamliel pick on these? So we have to keep in mind the Pasuk quite a bit. And the Pasuk says as follows. The Pasuk says, the Gemara comments on Daf Lamed Zayin that according to Gamliel, all Shivas and Minim say Shalosh Brachos. Yes? Where's the Gemara? What Daf Lamed Zayin? The story of Kapara. So if Rav Gamliel holds all Shivas and Minim, remember the bottom of Mitzayim and Aleph? If Rav Gamliel says you bench on all three, so why did Mishnah mention only these? If the Gemara says Rav Gamliel says you bench on all seven, why did the Gemara only mention the three? So what's the Tzlach's answer? Because Gemara says later on that the reasoning of Rav Gamliel is because why? Rav Gamliel says, Eretz Chita Soira, and then afterwards is Vachalta Savata Irachta. We learn from there that all Shivas and Minim need three brachas. The Rabbanan say that Eretz is mafsik the Indian. Beirach only goes on bread and not back on chita. What does Rabbi Gamliel say Eretz is coming to do? Exclude kosas chita. We don't say three brachas. So it's possible to say that even Rabbi Gamliel, when it says Eretz shalusku, it's not being mafsik, right? Harach. Maybe it's not an afsik, but in the pasuk says chitu soiru. Chitu soiru is in the middle of the pasuk. Eretz zayis shemen. So it's possible to say that second eretz, right? How many times did it say eretz in the pasuk? It says it how many times? Twice. So maybe that pasuk is referring to what? Maybe that pasuk is splitting that second eretz and saying that eretz is saying barak only goes on what? Maybe Berach only goes on Zayas what? Maybe it goes on Zayas Shemin and what? Maybe it goes on Zayas and Tamarim that are written after David's Aretz. That's why the Mishnah has to say, no, I want you to know something. Tainim, Manav, Remainim, which are written before Eretz, also have to say three brachos. It's an ingenious job, okay? Again, I want you to get it. According to Rav Gamliel, the Gemara said the Pharisee on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph, that you say Birkas HaMazon on all Shivas and Minim. So why does our Mishnah pick on what? Why does our Mishnah pick on these three? Ochel Anav and Tein V'Rimonim. You know why? Because those are before what? Those are before that second Eretz. Because they're before that second Eretz, you might have thought that what? Maybe they don't get a Birkas HaMazon. The first Eretz is not what? The first Eretz is not going to be what? It's not going to be Mafsik, right? That first Eretz is not going to be Mafsik. But maybe this is. Maybe this Eretz is what? Maybe the Berach is only going on Zayas and Tumim that are written after what? Are written after the Eretz. How do you know it goes all the way back to Geffen, Rimo, Tein, and Rimo? You know what the answer is? That's what the Mishnah says, you have all seven. So I want you to get why the tzlach is masbir. If the Gemara said on daf lamed zayin, yes, if the Gemara said on daf lamed zayin that Rabbi Gamliel says because it wasn't all shuvas a minim, why does he need to pick on these three? Because you would have thought the Rabbanan say eretz is mafsik. Rabbi Gamliel says that eretz is not mafsik, right? But lamaisa maybe what? Even though eretz is shalom miskud tokob olechem is not what? It's not mafsik. But I tell you what will be mafsik. Maybe that previous arts, meaning the second arts in the first pasuk, right? Maybe that second arts in the first pasuk is mafsik. And therefore, anything before that, besides shechit to soyer, that you know if you're making it in the bread you bench, because it said pas later. But maybe Geffen, Tin, if Remo doesn't get a berkas amazon, kamashman, it does. You got it? That's the slach. Please get it down. Okay, Viking. Beautiful slach, yeah. Slach says that chiddush. Why the Mishnah said beferish that din. Okay? All right, go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead, Sam. Okay? Finish up the Mishnah. Let's go. Yeah. Chum and Margin, they say, Brach Achaz Mein Sholosh. Which means what? Which means Alamichia. Yeah? It's a composite Brach of all three. Okay? Some Gershers don't even have these words, but that's how it's. Alpi said, Nu Tukan the Fanenu. Okay? Even though Avki Dabar Nachun, Brach Achaz Mein Sholosh, Dabar Furish, the Mishnah, Dabar Roim. Okay, but nonetheless, there's a question whether the Mishnayos have the word Brach Achaz Mein Sholosh, or is that only an Einfal? Einfal means in a concept of the Amoroim. Okay, it's a technical, semantical thing. Go ahead.
Einfal
means Yiddish for a concept. Yeah. Einfall. Thought. Einfal, yes. Einfall. Maybe the phrase Brach Achaz Mein Sholosh only appears in the Amoroim, in the Gemara, not in Mishnayos. Go ahead. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says what? Rabbi Kiva says, even if you eat the vegetable, v'hum mizono. I mean, that's kaveh suda for you. And he said what? Sholosh what? Right. Okay, what's pshat? Because v'chalta savata is going on what?
Anything,
says the bartanur. Correct. If you kaveh suda on it, according to Rabbi Kiva, you're chayef. Yes? So what's pshat with what? What's pshat Rabbi Kiva and daf what? Lamed Zayin. What do you say on Lamed Zayin? He jumped up, kafetz with birech, brach achas, main sholosh. How does that square with this Mishnah? Nu, suck taisis, go ahead. Top taisis, taisis of Bikiva. Third taisis, go ahead. Well, stickle energy. Come on, yeah, go ahead. Let's wake up, go ahead.
Oh.
Excellent. Over there, that was no kviya suda. Here, there's a kviya suda. That's where Rabbi Kiva holds as you bench. So, three shitas. Rabbi Gamliel says you bench on the yeshivas aminim. Chamim says brachas min sholosh. Rabbi Kiva says, well, anything lemaisa, anything you kovei a suda, and you're going to bench for. Ah, and daf lamed zayin it said main al mechia brachas min sholosh. Because there you weren't kovei a suda. Okay, let's see Rashi on the Mishnah there. Go ahead. That's how you memorize the Mishnah, Lamais. Three shittas. You got to reflect and internalize it. Finish up the Mishnah inside first. This we learned at great length, Lamais, but the first part of the Mishnah we did not. The next line of the Mishnah we learned at great length. Go ahead, Ashosa. Ashosa,
Yahya, let's
all the way to Shaka and Dwyer. Ashosa, Mayim, right? Not Yahya, Mayim. You drink wine, let's all the way, you say Shaka. If Tarvin says, you say Brenafoshos. We went through the different shittas, Lamais, on this. Right, remember Rashi Taisus said there's a machlekes lemaisa. What brach he says a brach rishona? Do you say shaka or you say brinafoshes? That's what Rashi and Taisus said. Rashi wearing erev in the dalam base. Taisus and brachas mehem and aleph. What does the Miri say? Miri quoted yesh beforesh and Tanakama says you say shahako, and afterwards you say nothing. Reb Tarvin says no. Beforehand you say shahako, and afterwards you say brinafoshes. Okay, so lemaisa. Rashi and Tosis don't think Reb Tarvin is talking about a brach rishona, and the Meiri quoted that kobol yesh beforeshman said it's over brach achrona. Okay, excellent. We know the way Tosis was masma lamed zayin amal altanus chabracha. Shem gives us the priorities, the staples, and the non-staples. Okay, excellent, Sam. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, now Lamaisa comes out from this Mishnah, Gavaltek Lamaisa. We have to really grasp for what the Makor is. So let's see what the Makor is. Go ahead, Sam. What do you say? Let's see the Gemara.
My time here,
what's the reason Rabbi Gamliel says you say Abrik is a Muslim while she was a minute? Startling sheet? Go ahead. Right, the first pause is Ches, the second one is Tes. And what's it saying? Yud, Bechad, Mitzvah, Virachta. Excellent. So, sir, for what? Put it all together. What happens? Rachav Svata goes back on what?
The fruit.
Goes back on the Shivas Aminim. Not just on the what? Not just on the bread, which is in Tess. You know, it says, Eretz Ashenisko Tochobal Lechem. Lechem, right? That's the stress Lechem. Goes back on the puzzle before that, which is everything else. Go ahead. So, what? That's the sheet of Gamliel. Very good. Go ahead. And the Rabbanan say, I'm sorry, Eretz is Mafsik the Inyan, and V'chaltav Zavad Rakta only goes back on what? Lechem. Only on bread do you bench on a kiv. You don't go back all the way up to Pazachas. Yud goes back on Tess. Nay, you with me? Go ahead, Rabbanan. That's Rabbanan. Eretz Hivsik Inyan, go ahead.
Rabbanan.
Frektik Marlo Gamliel Nami. Gamliel also Eretz is mafsik the Indian. What about that? What did you do with that? What does Gamliel do with that? Yeah?
Let's
go a little bit again. Energia, energia. You know what energia is in Hebrew?
I do.
Energy. Let's go. You want a Diet Coke? Let's go. What do you say?
It's the end of this month.
I know. You said that to me last week. You can't do that. You gotta let. You can't let it get. It's a horror. It's aura. It's aura getting to you. You got to put some energy into it. Go ahead. You told me last week all the other yeshivas are out. So what? You look at yourself. Look at yourself, Lamaisa.
Look at myself.
You look at yourself. You got to learn. The opportunity to learn. Another day in learning. I may have asked you. Go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead. It's a great kasha. Rogamlil Nami, what? Eretz Ifsikanian. Why doesn't he have to do the same separation? Go ahead. What do you say? Excellent. It's come to exclude what?
If you eat wheat,
and the wheat as it is, you say a bray priyadama. We learned that. So it's come to be mafsik and say, you know what, in chanami, it is. The only time you have to bench is on what? Pas. But if you eat wheat straight up, you don't have to do it, you only say adama. It does separate, but only separates that. Yes? Okay. So we have a lot to say on this, Bezu Shem. So I want you to get this, okay? And then we have to see the rashis inside. Comes out, and I want you to get this very clearly, okay? If you would ask me, Lamaisa, if you would ask me, from the Poshup Shat in the Gemara, is Alamichia a bracha that's deraisa the Rabbanan? What would you say? If you would ask me, what would you say? By the fact that Rabbanan say Eretz Hifsika Inyan, I get the impression the Chalta Sa'at the Racha, which is because a Muslim, only goes back on bread. And therefore, any other bracha achrona you say in the Shuvah Saminim is only going to be at best what? The Rabbanan. That's what I would say. So why don't you get that down in your notes. The mashmos of the Poshup Shat Gemara by us is that Al-Mich is the Rabbanan. That's what I would say, most definitely. However, it is a big machlekes rishonim. Let's get it down. The Talmid Rabbi Yona de Maska Venira says beferish that bracha achrona mishalos is the Rabbanan. And he goes ahead and he proves it from a Gemara where in our Masechta, where does he prove it? He proves it in Brachas Yud Bezim and Aleph. We actually mentioned this briefly. I don't know if you guys remember it. Yud Bezim and Aleph. The Gemara says, if you eat dates, and by mistake you said Birkas Azan, the first Bracha Birkas Azan, you Yotze. Because you see that dates also sustain. Okay? Yud Bezim and Aleph, towards the bottom. It says, if you ate dates, and by mistake you said Birkas Azan, you are considered a what? You're considered to be Yotze. Okay? Why? Because tomorrow we're amazing. So I have to tell you, Lamaisa, it's not really Mefurish in the Gemara that you only said Birkas Azan. It is possible to say, Rabbeinu Yonah's Medayik, that if Brachach's Mishlos D'Yeraisa, how could you be Yotze Birkas Azan? Why? Because what is Birkas Azan? What are the three brachas of Birkas HaMazon? Bracha for sustenance. Second one is what? Eretz Yisrael. Third one is what? Yerushalayim. Fourth one is Tov HaMeit. Yes? Parnasa, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Yes? If you only say the first bracha, you're not Yotze. How can you be Yotze Birkas HaMazon? If Alamichi was the Raisa, there is no way you can be Yotze with just Birkas HaZan. Okay? Now I grant you, it doesn't say Beferish that you only said one bracha in the Gemara, but that's the way Rabbi Yonah interprets it. Rabbi Yonah interprets the Gemara is that all you said was what? All you said was Birkas HaZan. That's how Rabbi Yonah interprets the Gemara. Gemara says, you saw it here? Yeah, the Gemara says, if you said only Birkas HaZan, it doesn't say the Feirish. It says, Afilu Siyam B'Nahama Nami Yotzeh, my time of the Tamri Nami Mezen Zayni. It says Beferish that Tamar is also Mezen Zayni. So the Gemara doesn't say black on white that you only said Birkas HaZan. It's possible that you said, what, three brachas. But I will tell you that, that Rabbi Yonah was medayik from the Gemara, from that case, that that you actually what? You actually, it's not mafurish in the Gemara, that what? He points out that if you made a mistake, said Birkas HaZan, first bracha yotze. It's not mafurish in the Gemara, that's all you said. He says that, Lamaisa, he says that that's all you said. That's what it seems from the Gemara. I mean, it doesn't say it beferish. It doesn't say it beferish on Daf Yabez on Aleph. It does say, though.
He wants to say that there's what?
He wants to say that Al-Michi is the Rabbana. And he proves it from Daf Yabez on Aleph. How does he prove it from Daf Yabez on Aleph? Because if Al-Michi was the Raisa, then how could be Yotze Birkas HaZan? Must be that it's not the Raisa. You follow me? See, if I ask you, what is the composite definition of benching? Hashem commands us to make three components of giving Him grace. What are the three components? Parnasa, Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim. And if you don't incorporate your benching, you're not going to be Yotze. So that is three brachas of the Araisa. Now, if Alamichi was the Araisa, yes, then you must mention those three components as well. Now, if you only said Birkas HaZan, yes, does Birkas HaZan comprise all those three components? No, it doesn't. So he's assuming that he only said one of the brachas, and Birkas HaZan works for dates. That proves that Alamichi is only the Rabbanon, and in a B'dievet situation, if you only said HaZan, you're Yotze.
Do we have a bracha that encapsulates all three of those? Maybe it's like
Shmoneh
Esrei, we have
like Magen Avos? No, you don't. Havineinu is composite of the middle brachas, but Havineinu you have to say the first three and the last three. That's the verses of the fifth parak. In your fathers, the brachas. Because Al-Mazan, Al-Mich is a composite of the three.
Okay,
but if it was the Araisa, how could it be Yotze? Yeah. Because the dates, you said by mistake HaZan, how could this be Lamaisa? Right? Doesn't the Gemara say it? The Gemara said it beferish, right? Gemara says on the dates, Lamaisa, Gemara says beferish on the dates, that you're Yotze. Well, he understood all you said was HaZan. Now, it's not before the Gemara, that's all you said as HaZan. Maybe he said all three, but he didn't interpret the Gemara like that. Okay? He didn't interpret the Gemara like that. That's fine. Lamaisa. But what I want to bring out to you guys is that it is a certain way to read the Gemara, which is, I think, the simplest way to read the Gemara. And that being that Alamichi is the Rabbanan, and he's assuming all you did was say one bracha. Okay? It's not mefurish, but he's assuming he only said one bracha. Yes.
This is all based on this that you find the only one that that's all based on that.
Birkas HaZan, we never said a Yotze Birkas HaMazon with that. That's on one of the three. No, Alam Michi is a corporation of all three elements. So you have to say all three elements. So that's why he's assuming that all you did was say Azazan. And the reason why you're Yotzei is because Alam Michi is only the Rabbanan. So B'di'evit, if you didn't do all three components, it's enough. But if it was the Eraisa, there's no way we'd say it's good. So I'm just pointing out to you, number one, the Gemara doesn't say the Pharisee said all three brachas. Right? The Gemara doesn't say the Pharisee only said one bracha. Maybe he said all three. Right? That's what we want at a time. It's not a riot. Okay? Alright, now, let's take this a step further. Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's what? Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's the Rabbana, yes? Who argues on Rabbeinu Yonah? Tosafot HaRosh. Tosafot HaRosh argues, and the Tosafot HaRosh says that the Gemara Lamed Hamad Aleph says that there's a Chiyu Bracha from the Birkas Shivas Amin. Achalpa Savat HaRachta. And therefore, Birkas Mein Shalosh is D'Raisa. The Gemara says, Eretz Hifsika Inyan. That means that you don't need three what? Three brachas kuburos. All you need is brachachas mein shalosh. Uberachta is going on all shivas aminim. And that's the way the Rashba and the Ritva for the same shot as well. Please get it. So there are a group of Rishonim, namely three. Tosarosh, Rashba and the Ritva that say brachachas mein shalosh is in fact midiraisa. If it's in fact midiraisa, where do they get it from? They get it from the Gemara on Laman Hamadaf we learned in the beginning of the year. Where the Gemara says, why the Lord Rechiv Birkas Nenin from Birkas Shivas Aminim? So therefore you see it's the Eraisa. And when it says here, Eretz Hifsika Inyan, which seems to imply it only three Bracha Gemros, it means Bracha Achaz Mein Shalosh. But you still need that, and it's going out at the Eraisa. What do you do with Tafid Beis? What do you do with Tafid Beis? Which implies that it's what? That it's the Rabbana, what would you do with that? So if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, I gave you Dibra Maskel Venira. Yes? Did anyone get a chance to see that, Rabbeinu Yonah? Dibra Maskel Venira. How does he get out of it? You guys remember? He says, Beferish, don't bother me for the Gemara and Daf Yudbeis. What was the lashon that he uses? He said he could get out of it. Remember how he said he could get out of it? He said he could get out of it very easily. B'maisa. How did he get out of it? Dimamaska Venira. He says that, from a regional line, he says it's not a raya, that it's the rice at all. Because he says that, it could very well be that Achshu Shanaron Mechal Desfilu Rabbanu Zvarach Masov Bari Afashos. How did he get out of that? You remember? He wanted to get out of it by saying like this: Hakoponim Hifsekanyan Avav Brachas Men Shalosh Mvarach Alav. So to the Rabbanon, who the name Rabbanon, that you also don't say it. What do you do with David Beis though? So he says like this: Nira l'mori arav, not rochman shmar the berkes main shalosh enu elam mid Rabbanon. Yes, or maybe Raya and Arminin shimbirach al tomorrow berkes azan the tomorrow name amazing Zion. He holds that what? Alamichi is what is the Rabbanan, and he proves it from the Gemara. This is the Rabbeinu Yonah. V'yeshayu dochim, v'omrim, k'mashomer yatzo, ratzon shen tzarech lomra leitzva priyeitz. Wow. When it says azan, it says what? Yoyitze on dates, you don't have to go ahead and say leitzva priyeitz. She k'negah brach rishon. K'mashomer shomer brach azan, yatzo mizeh, tzarech lomra leitzva tov v'rachavo, v'eil v'shen tzarech lomra shtim mein shtey abrachas. Wow. How does he say the Gemara? When you say Azan on the dates, what's it then? When you say Azan on the dates, what's it then? We say that you're Yotzeh. What are you Yotzeh? You're only Yotzeh Al-Michi. You still have to go ahead and say what? Al-Eretz Tov Rechavo. Wow, is that amazing? So you say, you said the first of the three brachas brings a mazon, that gets you out of azad. But you have to go ahead and say the other two, because why? It wasn't covered in azad. That's the sheet of who? Taisa Rosh. That's the sheet of the second group of Shonim that says that it's the rice. It's a very big Kiddush. Everyone got that? Again, if you hold like the Taisa Rosh, Rosh Marifa, that's the rice, how do you get out of Defi base? Said if you say Azad, it's good. On dates, the answer is it's only good to get out of saying Al Mitzvah, Al Michil, Al Kakalo. You don't have to say, sorry, you don't have to say Al Eitzvah, Al Pe'etz. But you certainly have to say what? Alaretz Tov Rechava. You follow me? That you have to say. And he says he doesn't like that answer because Yotzah is Masal Gamri Yotzah. You don't have to do anything else. But that's a possible answer that you could give. So if I ask you right off the bat, is Alamichi of Yoritz and the Rabbanah, what's the answer? Lachleg is Rabbi Yonah on one end against Tezer Rosh Rosh from the Ritva. Ben Yonah's the Yoritza. The Tezer Rosh Rosh from the Ritva says the Rabbanah. What's the raya of the Rabbi Yonah? It's the Rabbanan. The raya is the Rabbanan because it was the Yoritza. Then how can be Yotzah with Azan with what? On dates. You should need all three. The Teretz is that what? Maybe you said the other two. After you said all that's up for eight, you went ahead and said Viper. After you said all that's up for eight, you went ahead and said Viper. You said all that's a Tova. It's an amazing what? Amazing shot, Malaysa, that he wants to be Mechadish. Okay, we got that? Because if it's the Eraisa, well, it's no Ikriotsa. So it's the Rabbanan. It is the Rabbanan. So it's the Rabbanan. How do we know that? Fine, that's Rabbi Yonah. But if you always been a Torah, we know that from Lam and Hey, how do you get out of this Gemara? In a Chanam, you only Yotsa, what? The first bracha, you still have to say Al Arza Tova. Okay. Fine. Now, what does the word Kosis mean? What does the word kosis mean? Chew up the chita. Okay. Gamliel says, you say what? That's what Gamliel says. The Eretz is mafsik the Indian. Yes. Chewing up. So we said, any eating that you don't do kederach is called ketzisa. Rashi says that some seches chulin, antetvav ma'ad aval. Yes? But what about seeds of wheat that are cooked?
Rashi says,
"Bevar
Allah
bring
the
Rizanos."
It says, "Ima sagutash," which means seems to think
that
anything
that's not sagutash
should be kosher to klita.
Right, in a Chanami.
That's what you read. So
anything
that's
seizure. Wait, where are you?
In Rashi.
No. That's
Vaita. Yeah, I know.
That's not this Gemara.
I know. But
that's
but
not going on Koskid. Koskid is Adama.
I know.
Okay.
But then it says, "Bring the Rizanos," right? That's you
know,
it's not a
tachshah,
right? So everything else would be considered
kosher. It
wasn't
tachshah. No, I don't think. It has to be a porridge in a chanami. It can't be wheat in its raw sense. Because if it is raw sense.
And kosher is not tachshah.
Okay, because it means raw. You haven't
right.
cooked it.
So,
just the lack of cooking. That's all. Lack of
exactly,
cooking.
Exactly.
Lack of cooking.
Like
yeah, lack of cooking. Correct. Excellent. So, Lamaisa, what comes out is that any derech, any eating that shaloka derech is called ksisa. That's what Rashi says in Chulin, Tet Vav Mod Aleph. But like Abed Din, what about seed pits that are completely cooked? They're like regular garinim that are raw. They've just been crushed with the what? With their they've been crushed with their cooking process. So what I want to bring out is that Leinin Chitim Shleimim Mushalim, they're like raw ones. If you cook one, they're like raw ones. Only if they get crushed up is their din different. But if you cooked them and stayed the same, and that's what I want to bring out. It's kind of like what you asked, Nate, but it's an answer to your kasha. Let's say you cooked a grain. You cooked a thing. That would also, anything that's called shlokin achid is called ketzisa. So even if I cooked it automatically, let's say I cooked it as the grain, that would remain what? That would not become a mezonos, okay? But only when you pulverize it and you crush it up will it get a mezonos, okay? All right, fine. So this is what we're coming to. What we're coming to exclude, and that's the chiddush lamaisa. Okay, so garine chita are considered part of chita, but according to chachamim, it completely has no shaks to birkas amazon. Birkas amazon is learned from the word lechem. Kais chita for sure is not b'chal chiv benching. because it was mafsik everything. You're never going to be what? Never going to be come up with it, according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold Eretz Chid Sora does not need a shekh to Birkas HaMazon. It has nothing to do with, we don't learn it out, it has nothing to do with Birkas HaMazon, it has to do with Lech. That's the din. Okay. Fine. Let's go fight in the Gemara. Go ahead, Sam. Okay? Shmuel, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm
good. Okay, go ahead, Sam. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. I'm Rabbi Yaakov. So what does this mean? We're dealing with crushed up what? Crushed up wheat things, because that's how you get them as almonds. Because if not, you said Adam or Renfossus. Mr. Bruce says this. Reshness has cut that fall. Please get it. We're dealing with crushed up. Go ahead. I'm a Rabbi Barmari. Rabbi Barmari says in the Shuvah Levi the Lord. Anything from the Shuvah Sam in him. That's not Min Daga, what do you say? I hate him, you say, I'm a Chach Min Shosh. Yes? Excellent. That's a no. Grapes, Tainim, and Monim, you say, see you tomorrow. Go ahead.
Chomet.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, are they Abaye, they're the plenty who brought on that Akhaz Main Cholish? What is brought on that Main Cholish?
What does it mean? What is Brachas? Brachas has three components. Go ahead. You read it like this. Amalei. Aperar, it's colon. Aperar, it's you read what? Go ahead. Not a problem. Why is it not a problem? The more answers over there, remember?
Yeah.
Kaddish Yisroel and Kaddish Mechaydish. It's all one thing, maybe he says. Mechaydish Yisroel, who's Mechaydish Mechaydish. It's all that same thing. So we don't consider it to be a double thing. Where's the Gemara Ben Testament of? Go ahead. So just like that's okay. Go ahead. Hachavad. Here you're being close with two things. Right? What are you doing? Alar to my parents. How can you do it? We don't have an answer like that. Those are two separate things. Klai Yisroel and Kaddish you put together. But Eretz and Peretz are two separate topics. How are you going to put those together? Go ahead. What is the problem? Ain't also Chavilis. We learned it. Yeah, go ahead. Chizdomar. No problem. So I have an arts and its own fruit. Go ahead. Therefore, it's the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, so we consider it one thing. Go ahead. Peretz, which means what? Therefore what? It's not a problem, right? Because even though there's a chiluk, if Chizkiah says it's referring to the pistol lived in Bavo, and it's referring to the Eretz praising the fruit of Eretz as well, if Yochanan says Eretz on Paris, he's going on Paris stop, not just Paris of Eretz as well, any types of Paris. So therefore that's considered to be what? That's considered to be acceptable. So that's not a problem of what? Of tattling two themes. Yes? Go ahead, so what's Gomer's answer? What's Gomer say? I'm Rav Amram. There's no machlokes in the Chizkiah of Nachman. Go ahead. Excellent. Where did Rabbi Yochanan Chizkiah live in Bavel? If he lived in Bavel, what do we say? Al Aretz Val Pei Roseha. Yes? Yeah? Al Aretz Val Pei Roseha. And what is what? Vahal what? Vahal Lahu. Rabbi Yochanan was talking to who? Rabbi Yochanan was talking to the Jews who lived in where? Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. What does he say? He says, Vala Paris, right? Yeah? So Gemara says that's ridiculous, right? Why is it ridiculous? Go ahead. They're eating, the B'nai Yisrael, eating the Paris of Yisrael. And we're going to say the B'nai Bavo. We're not eating the Paris of Yisrael. We're going to say a bracha of referencing the what? The fruit of Eretz Yisrael makes no sense. Hello, what? Epoch, switch it around. How do you switch it? Go ahead, Rav Chisda. Which makes sense, because Rav Chisda lived in Bavel. So he's saying, all right, it's on Paris. It's right to say on the Paris all over the world.
So Machiavelli
is... Machiavelli is a kasha.
Right, he's just around the other Allah.
Machiavelli is attacked with a kasha.
Yeah, right.
Strong kasha.
So they're switching it around.
Yes.
Right? Because he thinks that he quoted them wrong, or because he thinks that they understood they were from the wrong places.
Yeah, they were switched them wrong. They were wrong. They were wrong in presenting the sheet. Rabbi Yochanan lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's the one who's going to say Al Aretz Val Pei Roseha. He was from Eretz Yisrael.
Are they both agreeing on?
Yeah, they're not arguing.
They both agreeing on which bracha should be for which place. They're both agreeing on which.
No. They're not arguing at all. Rabbi Yochanan was referring to what lived in Eretz Yisrael. Was referring to the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, which they ate. That's why it's Eretz Val Pei Roseha.
If Chiz.
What's the svar for that? We have to think about it. It's a pella.
That's my question. Are they saying that's what he did? Or maybe
no, I don't know. It remains to be seen what the Havamina was. The Havamina is very difficult. Very, very difficult. Why would he be talking about, you know, fruit of Eretz Yisrael when he's not eating them? So Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Paris all over the world. That's why it said on what? When the Gemara switches it up, it says Eretz Yisrael Paris is talking about the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. That's why you want to stress that, Lamaisa. Chizkiah is saying Al Aretz Val Pei Roseha. So why don't you give a bracha to B'nai Bavel?
Everyone accepts it's not the flour of Nachman.
Yes, that's the strong kasha. That's correct. That's a strong kasha. Okay? And therefore, it's not a problem of what? Chasim B'shtayim, because the Aretz takes out the fruit. That's what Taisus and the Rashba say. It's not considered a problem because the Aretz is the one that's mostly the fruit. Okay? So that's the Maskanas of Gemara. Only thing is a little bit shver in the Gemara is that what does Gemara mean when it says Hachamai? We already said all Aretz Val Nechiyu.
We weren't sure if that was a question or an answer to the question.
Gemara is asking a kasha. It's saying, Lamaisa, I understand over there, we said there are two themes. That's maybe how you get out of it. Here, though, is it a problem? Gemara is asking. Is it a problem to say both things? And they come and solve that, correct.
We're going to answer them out.
They're answering why it's not a problem. Because the bottom line is talking about the same thing. Right now, we said earlier, Aron Shlomichia.
Sorry, where does it say
that? Where does it say it?
Says
in the Gemara, Rav Chista Amar Al Arsa Peres, Rav Yochanan Amar Al Arsa Peres. The Gemara is presenting that as Teirutz from the Kasha.
No, there's no Brachos that they're saying, no?
No. I don't know what you're referring to. Mechtim Chosun, Kiyasa, Kiyasa Ravdimi, Amar Rav, Shchosun Rosh Chodesh, which is talking about Musaf. Brachot Arsa Mekasa Rosh Chodesh. Hachamai. Just like you solved that and we said it was not a problem in Hilchos Mishnayim, Hachamai, why is there not a problem in Hilchos Mishnayim?
Okay.
So Gemara gives the answer. Aretz of Paris says it's one theme because the Paris row is taking out its fruit.
Where is that from?
What do you mean, where is that from? It's right. Gemara, what I just read.
I'm asking her to read it for you.
I read it. Right. It said, Chachamai is a kasha. And then Rav Chista and Rav Yochanan are coming to answer a kasha.
The kasha of
Chachamai.
So then the answer is what?
The answer is not two things. It's one thing.
That's not what they're saying.
Yes, it is.
You see, Baruch HaTashu L'Kim Ma'alchum Ha'arzal Perosem.
But they're saying that in the Shaka of Tarn Negor to answer the kasha. That's all one thing. There's a problem in Chosin Mishnah.
Right.
How do we answer that by Musaf? So I sent over to Gemara Memtes that it says Klai Yisrael is the ones of Makadosh Bechodesh. Now the Gemara is solving it here by saying what? The Eretz and Peirus are not two separate categories. It's Eretz and Peiruset. Eretz Yisrael is bringing out its fruit.
By the fact that they're saying
Eretz is motzi the fruit of Eretz Yisrael.
We were to figure out from that this whole shot, this whole part is the Gemara. It is a Gemara. I agree with you that it's not an easy Gemara.
You have to fit in between the lines.
Right. There's more in between the lines than our lines.
Yes, but that's the shot in the Gemara. There's no other way to read the Gemara.
Okay.
That's why I said when we read the Gemara, I said outside the Gemara Memtes. Right. Or has in mind Memtes.
I understand that.
Okay.
I don't think it's okay.
That's Abshad and the Gemara. That's Abshad and the Gemara. Now, Lomaisa,
so we did. In the answer of the Gemara, Yochanan or Chista are not arguing actually what the answer is to this question. They're arguing what the actual.
In the first stage of the Gemara, yes. They are arguing.
But
the Gemara in the Shaka Tarya. They are both in agreement that's all one thing.
Both of them have the same answer to the question.
Their shittas are being used by Ravina Rashi, who wrote this Gemara, to answer that problem. You're bringing out a good Nakuda.
Tosfos actually gives a really good way of understanding why they have the two, like why they have the two pierces. Like, if you got the chance to see that today, like it was actually.
You're saying which ties? The bottom ties?
Yeah.
Okay, if we'll see if we'll get to it. Okay? But I want to just elaborate on this. The Gemara, Nate's bringing out a good point. If you think about it, what it would say in the paragraph right before it, we know what the chasim is. It says, Ala Aretz, Vala Michi. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that the Gemara had no problem with that then. Never said there was a problem in Chos Mishnai. In fact, the Vilna Gaon asked that kasha. So he wants to have the gears of the Rif, where you're not goris the clout the sheet of Ravdimi at all. Who's Ravdimi? He's the one who talked about Musaf, but he's goris mechnam b'may chasim. Okay? You follow me? So in other words, according to you, Nate, you're bringing up a very good point. In other words, according to the Vilna Gaon's Girsa, the Gemara is not really focusing on chasim mishnayim. The Gemara is just distinguishing between the Shita of Chista and Rabbi Yochanan. But Rashi is clear that he had our Girsa. Okay? It's very clear that he had our Girsa because not before Rashi anywhere that he had the Chasima Alarts of Michia. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, it seems like we're discovered America by bringing in Rav Chista and who? And Rabbi Yochanan. You know what I mean? We don't know. We're not aware of the Chasima of the Brachi. You understand what I'm saying? You hear him right before Mechta Mayit. It said before what? Why was the Gemara? Why is Gemara going to bring this whole thing about Rosh Chodesh for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a segue, why does it just go right to it?
I'm just arguing that it's necessary.
So I'm saying the Vilna Gaon was bothered by this, and he's saying, well, if when we said the Nusaf before, why did Gemara jump on the Kasha right then and there? Why does it have to bring in Musaf as a introduction and bring it back to us? Just go right to it. So he wants to say it must be evident that the Girsa of the Rif is correct. That we don't have the din of what? Of Rav Dimi. We don't have Rav Dimi at all, Lamais. We're just Gorz Mechta B'mai Chasim. And Rav Chisda said this, Rav Yochanan said this. And therefore, that's the what? That's the distinction, Lamaisa. And that's the Girsa. He doesn't have the Girsa of Rav Dimi at all, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? Who's Rav Dimi? Rav Dimi is the one who said the Nusach HaBracha. If you don't have the Nusach HaBracha, then it's much smoother, says the Vilna Gaon according to the Rif. If you do have, like Rashi, you have Rav Dimi, then you got to ask yourself what's going on. So I'm saying, what you have to say is that the Gemara wanted to introduce this problem of Ein Chosim Mishnayim with the case of Musaf. That's what you got to say, Pashim Shad. Okay, everyone got that? You hear what I'm saying? Rav Dimi said two things, guys. He said the Nusach HaBracha, and he also said the Nusach HaBracha is for Musaf. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. You follow that? Okay? He also said Amalei Rav Dimi was the one to answer back. Amalei Abayel Rav Dimi, my new brachas v'shalom. So Amalei, so Rav Dimi answered. So the Gemara should have gone right to it, and that's where the Vilna Gaon says it must be the Girsa Rif. It's not Girsa Rav Dimi at all. He just... See, if you ask me a kasha, Mechtem Amai Chatem, what does that mean, Mechtem Amai Chatem? It said already before, Al Aretz L'Michya. Didn't it already say it before? Al Aretz L'Michya? It did say it before, no? If it said it before, Lomai, so what's the big deal? So Rashi would say, what do you mean, what's the big deal? He didn't comment what the Chassim was by Paris, did he? He didn't say a word about Paris. He said, and he just went, yeah, told me the call, done. So never said a Chassim is a bracha. So Rashi would say, what are you talking about? Never said it once. You know what I mean? So, but I guess, Lomai, so the Vilna Gaon would say, the Gemara, when it said Aras Micha, didn't jump on that problem. Much like the Girsa of the Rif, that he didn't even say anything, and that's what they were. That's what they were arguing. Okay, fine. So the Gemara switches it in the end of the day. Why is it not a problem of Ein Chosim Mishnayim? Because where does fruit come from? Arutz. That's one thing. What happens if you eat the Paris Arutz strong Chutz Laretz? What does the Rashba say? Get this down. It's a collector's item. What happens if you eat Java oranges and Chutz Laretz? What broccoli say? I shouldn't say it's a bad example. What happens if you say a figs of Eretz Yisrael, Jaffa figs? You say, Al Aretz Valperu Seha, Rashba says it beferish, Dibra Maskulina, get it down. We don't paskal like that, but that's what he says. Okay? You want to highlight that as well. Okay. So it comes out, Lamai, so we have this what? We have this Chiddush, tremendous Chiddush that comes out. Okay. Let's turn now to the Taisus Al Aretz Valperiates. Okay? Go ahead, Sam. You're doing a great job. Let's see inside, guys. Okay? This Tos is very, very mechudish because we don't hold like it, Allah Lamaisa. Just because you don't hold like it, you still got to know it. Okay, Sam, go ahead. Let's see inside. There's a lot of moments we got to get to. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Sam? So what does he say? Anyai, what do you say? Excellent. Notice the Gemara didn't say anything about Yai, did it? So Tosfos fills in the blank. He says, Anyai, you sell Gavan Priya Gavan. You don't sell Eitz Abreyes, because since it's Kalei and Bracha Atzmo, who did not read from Bracha Rishon, also gets a Bracha what? Achrono. Please get it. So Tosa says, Nate, you follow me? That the svara of that it's Kovei Bracha Atzmo, not just for Bracha Rishon, it's also Bracha Achrono. Go ahead.
Yes,
the placement I'll get. No, you skip that one. With Chasima. Put a colon there. Wow. There are some who actually say when you drink wine, they say Alarz Mal Paris. That's amazing, no? See, in the body of the Bracha, you say Alarz Mal Paris, because why? Yeah, it's Kovei Bracha Atzmo. What about the Chasima? Some say you don't mention Yahweh. Go ahead. Yesh.
Yesh. Yesh. Chosman al Gevin bel Priya Gevin.
There are those who say Priya Gevin. Yes. So that's the basic sheet. Get it down. You with me, Nate? There are some that say Abrach Achron on why you don't mention what? Yahweh in the Chasim. You just say Allah's all the Paris. Go ahead.
Leo, over the third last one, the Ainsar of Leymar, Lishnai Sahasimah.
Lishanos. Lishanos. You don't have to change the chasima from shar peiros, sharei. The only time that we change it is regarding the beginning of the bracha. We say bracha from kumbrei eitz. What does that mean? But in general, we don't say al-eitz al-bistama al-aretz al-peiris. What does that mean? What do you mean al-ba'am al-hechad al-rachin al-eitz? Al-bistama al-aretz al-peiris. Yayinam in the Shabbos. Yes? How do you say the bracha niyam? How do you say the bracha niyam according to him? You don't say it like we do al-aretz al-eitz. Where's the bracha? You say figs, what bracha do you say? And how do you conclude? Excellent. Correct. Is that true? No, you know it's not. It's not true. You say Alaris Wal Paris.
What?
Yeah. In the beginning you say Alaris Wal Paris. But the body at the end, that's what he's saying. Avaba Alvon. We just changed the beginning. But Baalva, Hegel Rachin Ala Eitz, El Bistaba Al Arts, we don't say what? Hegel Rachin Ala Eitz, El Bistaba Al Arts, prayers. We don't say Al Arts, B'yayin Tami in the Shonos. What does that word mean? You tell me. Avavav Hegel Rachin Ala Eitz, El Bistaba Al Arts, prayers. We don't say Al Eitz, Al Prayers, like you just told me. I'm glad you made that mistake. We don't say that. We say Al Arts, Al Prayers. So if you say Al Arts, Al Prayers, so to Bayayin, you can say the same thing. Yes? It's amazing. Because a Gavin is including all the bearers. So you're not going to say how a Gavin or Bria Gavin. We don't all like this places, right? We don't all like this places. No, why are they so far? This Tosis, what did Tosis say? Tosis said that what? That you don't what? You don't change it to Yayin or Vice in the beginning at all. Gassima, there are those who say, there's one thing he said. Number one, there are those some who say, why Allah so pairs. And there are some who say, why Allah Gafan for Bria Gafan. He says, I think you're wrong. There's no need to mention the Chasima, to change the Chasima. Because why? Mentioned in the beginning, I understand Bria Gafan for Bria Aids. But in general, when we say Allah Aids anyway, we don't want. But we say Al-Aitz anyway, what is the bracha at the end? Al-Aitz Al-Payrus. We just expand generically. So she do the same thing by why? You don't say Al-Aitz Al-Payrus. The end. So since you expand generically, let it include why? Go ahead.
The phrase we use is umbrella.
Yeah. Like you don't mention it in the end. It's a general, that's what it means. Al-Aitz Al-Mustafa Al-Aitz Al-Payrus. Go ahead. The hard words, those words. What do you mean? Hegel Gomorachin al Eitz. You don't say what? Where you don't say a bracha? Al Eitz. You never say al Eitz. You say in the Maskanas Gemara, you never say al Eitz. So in the Maskanas Gemara, you never say Eitz. What's the big deal? Go ahead. Yeah. The safer. I think it's about five times in Shas. I want you to get it down. You're counting your fingers. How many times does Tosis quote the Rambam? Very, very rarely does he quote. Yeah, you say from my one is the Rambam. Yes. It's very rare that Tosis on the Daf quotes the Rambam. Okay? Maybe five times. I don't know. This is one of them. What Daf? Then Daf and Vase. Go ahead. Then Daf and Daf. Go ahead. Can't hear you. Same time period. Rambam lived 1135 and 1204.
They
were
at the same time?
Yeah, the Baalei Tais, 1100, 1200, Rashi was 1000.
Is everything Rambam?
All the grandsons of the Baalei Tais. What did you say?
Did they read?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
And Rambam was 7,
right? 9. So nine. Go ahead. Rambam. Go ahead. Say from my home. Say from my Moni. Where is the Rambam? I gave it to Per Gimel. Halacha Yud Gimel. In Hilchos Brachos. Go ahead.
Yeah. Last year, Rambam.
He requires you in the an Alamechia to mention Shabbos and Yontif. Main Amurim is the event of the day. Go ahead.
Right.
Chayn Mashmo.
Chayn Mashmo Yerushalayim.
Yerushalmi. Minig is not to mention. This is a third prat. Make get this down. There's a third Nakuda we don't pascha like. Of course we mention Al Mechia. We mention Shabbos enough. You're saying we don't have that Minig. First Nakuda we don't pascha like is what? What was the first Nakuda? That there are those who say Achasim on your wine, they sell us all pears. Number two, what do we say? He says that what? That we on the wine we don't say we sell us all pears. That's not true, we sell it off our pre. And number three is that we don't mention Menemuru. What'd you say?
We already said once, twice,
no? The Chasima, he said, the Chasima, there are those who say Al Arzal Paris, and there are those who say Al Gafar Priyagafa.
Right.
Right? That's number one.
Yeah.
And he says, Miu, he says, if you're going to try to change the Chasima, you don't have to change the Chasima, because we don't change it. We only change what? The beginning of the bracha. Priya Gavan of Priyates. But in general, Amaisa, we say what? In general, we say Al Arts or Al Paris, right? We don't say Al Aids, right? We don't, Al Mechel working Al Aids, Al Bistam Al Aids or Al Paris. We don't mention, I mean, it's, you're right, it's not a completely new Naku. He's just trying to bring out that everything's generic. When you say Allah eats, you say Allah to our parents. We're not being specific anyway. Right. So since it's a general thing, let it include wine as well. Okay? So it's a good R you're saying. It's like 2A.
Okay.
It's 2A. Okay, you're right. Yeah, go ahead. Yecholios. Go ahead, Yecholios. He says, Miu no go olam kain. We don't have the minute to do. We do have the minute. Go, Yecholios. That's when they were Kovea Suda, so they always did a man of Mashuda on Yain and Paris. Idna Lokov, when no one's Kovea Suda on Yain and Paris, there we don't have to mention it. So he gives all Svara to that sheet. We don't hold like that at all. We hold that he's saying no matter what. Okay, finish up the Titus. Go ahead. With Paris Rabbinah Hananel. With Paris Rabbinah Hananel. Go ahead. It's okay. Paris Rabbinah Hananel. Just don't make a mistake again, right? Just now, right? Go ahead. Paris Rabbinah Hananel. Go ahead.
Paris
Rabbinah
Hananel.
Paris Rabbinah Hananel.
Go ahead. Paris Rabbinah Hananel. Paris Rabbinah Hananel. Paris Rabbinah Hananel. If you're going to Daisa, the Enim, Stay, Kamra, Mubarak, Barak, Asa Hashem,
Elokeinu Melech Olam. And you conclude them all. Well, Paris. And it's not a what? Not a problem of doing two things, right? Go ahead. Because why? Aretz Motzia Amichi VaPeris. Do we hold like this?
No.
What's wrong with this? What does he say? You tell me why it is only. He said, if you have all three together, he says he totally he disregards at the end. I'll gafal pre gafal. But it's Lashitasu and Tysus, because remember he said earlier, he didn't think you needed to what? He didn't think you needed to do that when it comes to Yayin, right? Because it covers it anyway. It really should be a concept of Ein Chos Mishalos, right? It's not a problem called Chos Mishalos, because Eretz brings out Paris, Michi, and Wine. So it's not a problem. But this is Tysus Lashitasu, and that's what he meant to say. It's Al Abistoma, Al Aretz, Al Paris. He says, Alma, he says, Ein Mavarchinin. Hala eats el bestoma al arts va pri arts biyayin biyayin nam la mishol. Yes.
Once you don't hold by the first one, you can't hold by any of the other two.
What do you mean? Once you hold like one of them?
I'm saying once you don't hold by the first one,
Tosos, like by the Gotha thing, and like, it's the same thing as saying you don't hold by anyone. So you can't just hold by someone who's not by
the right, but the main Amura is not connected. The main Amura is not connected. That main Amura is not connected. So it comes out. So let's summarize the Tosis. Okay, let's summarize the Tosis. After you drink wine, what bracha do you say? Alakavah bria gafin. Why? Because it's bracha, koveh bracha, finatza is a bracha shon, and a what? And a bracha achrona. What's the chesima? Salaras al priarets, or salaras bria gafin? Tosis says you say salaras al paris. Then he quotes a sheet that's a Rambam that you have to mention man of Mahura. He says nowadays we don't do it because we're not going to be a Sudan or anything, so you don't have to mention the Askara. And then he says if you have all three together, again, ignore wine and just say those two and that's fine. Okay, that's the Chiddush of Tosis. Okay, next Tosis, let's go because we got to get to the Lumbus here. Go ahead.
So
for 4, we don't pass line. 0 for 3. 0 for 4, okay. If you want to call 0 for 4. Okay, Alarts, Alitz, Valpriyates. What bracha do you say in the beginning? Alarts, right? If you eat a fig, what bracha do you say?
I don't eat figs.
Right? Alitz, Valpriyates. What do I do with the sitter? Oh. What's the bracha you say of figs at the end? A lot of guys don't even know. For that, man, I'll be more of a good question. What about grapes? Excellent. A lot of guys don't know that. They say bread fushes. Okay?
Bread fushes.
You say Al Aids Val Pri Aids, you say Al Tuba that's other. But you don't say Al Arts Al Aids Val Pri Aids. You don't say Al Arts Val Pri Aids. That's what Tais says.
This is Achar Yai, not even
Achar. It should say Gafonim, the mice. Or figs, dates, a lot of people don't know it. They make a big mistake. So that's what he meant to say. Abba Alma, Mumarachin Al Aids, Al Vestoma, Al Arts Val Paris. You don't say, right? You don't say Al-Aitz at the end of the bracha. Okay, you got it? You don't say bracha Hashem. I'm glad he asked. Remember you said bracha Hashem Al-Aitz Val-Pri-Aitz? Okay. Next Tosis. Let's go. Go ahead. Let's go. Come on. Mike. Come on, let's go. Because we've got to sit up for the longest.
Is there a reason they changed the order?
What do you mean?
They say Achar Zonos. Like the Karos is Achar Zonos and Achar Yai and Achar Zai Minim. And then the other way goes back around. Achar Zonos comes first here and last here.
Give me the sitter.
Is it possible you had like a Muslim gefen?
Yeah, this is strange.
That's really strange, right?
Should have alamichia, then wine, and then alates.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the weird. Fact that changes it from beginning to end also is really weird.
Yeah, it should be like this. It should be wine. It should be alamichia, wine, and alates. They have it the opposite way.
They have the opposite way down here, but the same way up there. Okay, fine. Yeah, this one's wrong.
Yeah, this should be alamichia, then wine, then choose a minute.
It doesn't make any sense to say the karo is...
Yeah, this the way, our top is right, this is wrong.
Okay.
All right, ready?
If you had a top shot with an olive, of course this would say...
Okay. All right, let's go. Come on, Sam, let's go. Push! Let's go. Push yourself. Go ahead. Let's refresh our memory. What did Gemara say? What did Gemara say? Try to solve the problem of what? Ain't close to Mishnah, because it's all one mabracha. Rav Chisa said, I'll go to Paris. He lived in Babel. Rabbi Yochanan says, all it's apparent, it's about any fruit on earth. So it's like the opposite. The one who lived in Babel is referring to the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. The one who lived there is referring to the fruit of the whole world. Rabbi says, all things wrong. They're going to eat, B'nai Yisrael can eat, and we're going to say a bracha on their fruit? Does it, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sid. Inu Mechle. Come on. Minim Mechle, you're doing a great job. Focus, go ahead. Inu Mechle. Go ahead. Mamakshim.
There's no way
the Amoraim and Bavel, right, are going to be speaking for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chisa is going to say, he's talking to the Anshei Eretz Yisrael, not the Anshei Bavel. And he's directing them, Lamaisa, I want you to what? I want you to say Lamais the bracha in that way. And you don't have to be mahapich. The Rav Chisa said Chosman Laris of Paris, and Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said you. That's what he wants to say. What does it mean? Einir Lamaksha? Why don't you guys have become Lamdanim? What does it mean?
You don't ask the question.
It's asking what's the Havamina. We thought that. That's why I read the Gemara like that. The Havamina is so peculiar. So Tosis says, I'll tell you what the Havamina is. The Makshin didn't think it's possible that Rav Chisda would be addressing her, the Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Bavel. He's a Rebbe in Bavel. He's not going to be addressing the people in Eretz Yisrael and say, oh, you guys should say, I want you to know something from a megaphone. Right? Right? Iraq is 1,400 miles away. Iran's 1,800 miles away. That's why it took 4 or 5 hours for them to blow up those things. It's like going from New York to Omaha, Nebraska. It's 1,800 miles. To California, 3,000 miles. When they sent the things on Saturday night, it takes 4 or 5 hours to get there to Israel.
Yeah, I feel like it was like stupid.
Okay, we don't need to. We're not counting. I'm just using that example.
No, it's like Iran.
They're Rishoyim. They're just trying to say, don't, you know, we're giving us Asra. That's all they want us to do. They did?
No, they are.
They announced
that they are. I thought Biden told them not to.
He did.
They did say they're going to retaliate?
Yeah, they don't know when. They don't know how. It could be months.
Because they did listen to Bush, and when I was in Eretz Yisrael during the Iraqi war, they didn't. They didn't send one thing retaliation.
That was
many scuds. All the scuds he sent.
Which had approval rating and did not have.
So you're saying it's a big difference. Okay. Now listen to this. So what are the. It's not Shaykh, but Rav Chisda. We think of the megaphone. Let's go. Let's get this.
Right.
Rav Chisda with the megaphone speaking to the Yidim. He's involved with speaking to Ertzah. It cannot be. But that's the Havamina. The Havamina doesn't seem in near Lamakshan. That the Moram and Bavel are speaking B'nai Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So it's very hard to say like that. And therefore what? And therefore you're going to have to flip it around and switch it around and say that Rav Chisda says, Al Haaretz Al Haperetz, Rav Yochanan was the one who said it. No, go ahead. That's not what he meant. He meant to say that he was given Shiurim L'maisa. Go ahead.
Kikat Peretz Rav Yisrael, married a woman.
You should get married first. Go ahead.
Okay.
Then you go to Kol. Tanya Chrisi. It's another Bryce that says you learn and then get married. Mamasik. Gemara concludes.
Mamasik,
how long
the
Tom.
So in
Bobo, no. Halan is Eretz Yisrael. Who is from Bobo? Go ahead. Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Halan means Eretz Yisrael. Luhu means them. Bobo. He's going to say. Go ahead. Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying. Yeah.
I understand, but I want you to translate it perfectly. Okay, go ahead. Perish Rabbeinu
Tam. Perish.
What does it mean, Rechaim and Savar of Yasuk the Torah? He says you got to learn Torah first and then what? You're going to have worries about Parnassah. Learn Torah first and then get married. Go ahead. No, Hayim Edabri Bishvil Talmidim. Rabbi Yochanan lived there itself, but he was talking for the Talmidim that were in Babel. They were not able to leave their homes and go to learn Torah. Plus the fact they were poor and they would need to worry about Parnassah. So he said, you know what? Don't mess with it. Just learn Torah and get married. One sec. Learn Torah and get married. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbi Yochanan was from Eretz Yisrael. He had no problem speaking to who? The Talmidim of who? He had no problem speaking to the Talmidim of Eretz Yisrael and saying to them, Al Haaretz for what? Al Haaretz for Perusah. Okay? So he's being masber the Havamina of the Gemara. It's not nuts. The Hamakshin of our Gemara, you know, didn't understand what we thought. The Havamina is a good Havamina. It's not nuts to say that what? That he was addressing what? B'nai Eretz Yisrael. No. In our case, we're trying to flip it. Just like what? We can have what? Just like we can have Rav Chisda talk to the guys where? In Eretz Yisrael. So too you can have the guys what? Rabbi Yochanan speak to the guys where? In Bavel.
Right.
What he means to say, that's not a crazy thing.
Right.
That's the Havamin of our Gemara.
Rabbi Yochanan,
in the case of Kedusha, talking about the B'nai Bavel. Sit and learn and don't get married. Because you're poor, you have to worry about Parnassah, and therefore what? Sit and learn. But the premise exists that you can talk to Talmidim in a different country. So that was our Havamina.
So
Havamina
wouldn't be crazy.
Exactly. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chisda is from Bavel, can be speaking to what? He can be speaking to the Yidim in Eretz Yisrael and say, when you eat fruit, say, Aretz Val Perusah. Go ahead. So it's such a great pshat. Why did we flip it then?
So wait, so just logistically, how did they talk to each other?
They went back and forth to Talmidim. They sent over messages. Okay, go ahead. I know, but Tosis is asking.
Why?
He's asking, why did we have to flip it in the end? We have a premise already from Kedushin that one Amora can speak to another place geographically. So if that's the case, why did Gemara go so nuts about it and say Maskiv and ask a Kedushin and switch it around? Yes.
Before I learned that, I thought Pashuk Shah was that Chris is talking about Baal still. He's just saying one thing. And Rav Chaim is saying his thing. And then Maskiv comes and says, no, that's not what they said. The other person said it.
No. Have a meeting in the Gemara. Because Peyrus said it's fruit. Referring to
that's
someone who doesn't live in your land.
That's the Matisla. That's what like, that doesn't make any sense why you're saying that Bubba, because you're talking about saying this and Bubba.
That's what the assumption is. So why does the Gemara jump on it? We have a premise like this in Shas from the Gemara Kedushin. That's what Tosis is asking. The Makshiv theory is good. Why did our Gemara go so nuts on it? I'm going to say it again one more time.
Yeah.
The Gemara understood that Rav Chisda was speaking to the Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
And he was telling them how to eat, okay? And Rabbi Yochanan was speaking to who? The Talmidim in Bavel. The Gemara jumps on that and says it makes no sense at all. Mm-hmm. They don't live in that country. Then the Gemara flips it and everything's fine. Rav Chisda is speaking to Bnei Bavel and Rabbi Yochanan speaking to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Frek Taisus, not true. The Makshin and our Gemara Lamaisa doesn't make any sense because we have a premise in Kedushin where the Amoraim had spoke to the Talmidim in different geographical lands. If that premise exists, then our Gemara is perfect. Why does the Gemara go nuts and say Makshin? Maskiflo, it's wrong.
If not those postos, how do we know that the Halloween is talking about?
That's the assumption.
Well, how?
Because it says Peyrus set up.
Right.
Peyrus set means it's fruit, Eretz Yisrael fruit. He wasn't, we know that Chisda was not an Eretz Yisrael.
As someone who's been learning a lot for a long time, usually how this goes is
they would need a Rebbe to explain it to him.
Why is it more sensitive shot? Is it Rav Chisda talking about Rav Yochanan talking about?
No, because the assumption is Peyrus Seha means it's fruit. You're speaking to people that are not in your land.
Right.
And that's exactly what you're addressing.
What?
Okay, we'll discuss it more.
No. Okay.
We'll discuss it more.
It doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make any sense? It makes perfect sense.
Why are you talking about another land?
Because I told you the Talmidim used to go back and forth.
They were talking, he's like, oh no, he made a mistake. And he was talking actually, he's the wrong thing, Makifla. And actually, Rav Yochanan was saying this one, and Rav Chisda was saying this one. That's
because when I read the Gemara, I told you. That's why I read the Gemara in a certain way. I want to know what the Havamina was.
I'm trying to understand.
And I'm saying to you what the Havamina was.
I don't know where you're reading that from.
That's the Pshat in the Gemara.
What is that Pshat in Gemara?
That's what Peyrus Seha means. That is the assumption of Peyrus Seha. Peyrusah means.
In the Maskana,
no, I'm talking. The Havamina. I'm talking in the Havamina. The Havamina was that he was talking to a Talmidim in a different land. And they got that from the word Peyrusah. And that's a fine thing.
You're saying in the Maskana, you're not saying that he's talking to the land.
No, it's not true.
You're using the same word. It's much the same Maskana.
No, but it's a different person. It's a different person. What are you saying? It's a different person. Yes. Yeah, Rav Chisda said, "Arts of Paris," because he's talking to Bnei Bavel. The Gemara switches that.
And Rav Yochanan says what?
And Rav Yochanan is talking to the people in Bnei Yisrael, saying Peyrus Seha.
So why is Peyrus Seha an other person for Rav Chisda, but for Rav Yochanan the same person?
Because the Havamina was they were each talking to different people from different land. The Maskers are talking about people from their land. So I'm saying, why is that Havamina so nuts? In Kedusha we have it. Go ahead, read on. Go ahead. Come on. It's late.
I'm going to get on record with the fact that makes sense.
I can't hear you. What?
Nothing.
You're on the record for
you guys,
what?
You guys are on the record.
You're on the record for what?
You're
on the record for what?
It makes no. The Pshat of the Gemara comes to nowhere.
Why?
Except Pshat of the Gemara.
Why? Peyrus Seha means it's fruit. Rav Chisda, I know, lived in Bavel.
Right.
If you say Peyrus Seha means Eretz Yisrael, that means he's talking to other people, not his land. I don't understand why that's so difficult. I'm glad you're arguing with me, but I want you to understand it. Be flexible, understand the answer.
I'm trying to be flexible.
So I'm telling you, Rav Chisda we know lived in Bavel. If he says Peyrus Seha, the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, who else is he talking about? He's talking to Talmidim from the land of Eretz Yisrael, not from his own land. You hear that more?
Yeah, I think we can argue that.
No, but you hear that more now, no?
Yeah, that's
the Nakuda. You're bringing it out. That is the Nakuda. So Tosa asking, it's such a good Havamina, why didn't we reject it? That's what he's asking. In Kedusha, we have the exact same premise.
And how do you know Perusah automatically means Israel?
That's what it means, grammatically.
Perusah
means Israel. Perusah, yes. The fruit of its land, Eretz Israel.
Of its land, meaning...
Yeah, the Pasuk Chumash, yeah. Pasuk Chumash, correct.
So you have to say how Perusah...
Yes, yes. Okay. I'm glad you argued with me because we brought it out. Sam, okay, good. Sam, finish it up. Go ahead, let's go. Finish it up. The Shema. So what's the answer? The Shema starts the answer. Get it down in your notes. In Tosis. The Shema starts the answer. The Shema. The Shema. The Shema Hacha Kimle. Come on, come on. You have it? Are you all right? Are you all right, Sam? What'd you say?
We're on Tosis?
Yes. We are in Tosis. The last Tosis of the album.
Shema, Hacha Kimle, Lemishon.
Lemakshon! Oh! There's no Talmud from Ritzon or when he said this. Go ahead, Vechei. Because you wouldn't have mentioned Chislish was from Bavel, right? Kim lebnei Bavel. That for the Talmidim they were in front of Moshe Shaw. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Lachi Parach. Right. In other words, it must be that what? That how could the bnei Bavel say a bracha on Aretz while Peraseha? Yes. When what? When we're on Davka talking about the parents of Eretz Yisrael, they're not eating it. So it must be, you must flip it. Rav Chisda is the one who said Aretz Yisrael parents. Rav Yochanan was talking about Aretz Yisrael parents. Because the Gemara knew, Shema Hacha Kimlan Leila Makshin, that at the time Rav Chisda said this, the Makshin knew that there was no groups. There were no groups that were going back and forth. You follow me? He knew he had a Masorah. He had a Masorah that no groups were going back and forth when Rav Chisda said a shir and Rav Yochanan said a shir. Rav Chisda's talking about Bavo and Rav Yochanan's talking about Eretz Yisrael. And there was no mixing. And if that was the Masorah that the Makshin knew, Makshin jumps and says, what are you talking about? Why would Rav Chisda tell the Bnei Bavo, say Eretz or Peres, you're not eating Peres or Eretz Yisrael? And why would Rav Yochanan say Eretz or Peres, you're not eating the Peres or Chutz La'aretz? Must be that the Shitas are wrong. In Kedushin we have it because they had a Masorah that the Talmidim were going back and forth. Therefore, it makes sense. Okay, we have a wonderful day. Tomorrow we got a lot of love this we got to do. Okay?